Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. We are so excited to be with you this afternoon. You can connect to the Pixie Dust Podcast on Facebook. If you have any questions that you want to ask us, something that sparks your interest as we're discussing this throughout the show, you can find us on Facebook, send us a direct message there. My name is Annie Fry, and today we are going to be talking about generational trips, and we're focusing on the kiddos in the generational trip. My co-host is Erica Murphy, and she is an earmarked travel agent with Disney. She works with Magic Expeditions, and you can contact her directly if you have questions about booking a trip. You don't have to be an active booking client of hers and to ask her those questions. You can reach her at Erica at MagicExpeditions.com, E-R-I-K-A at MagicExpeditions.com. Erica, so we're talking about generational trips with kids, and we have talked in the episode we did on this issue with parents about the fact that you are going to be taking your kiddos in fall of 2024, and you are excited about this. I know.
Understand. Are you trying to make me cry again?
No, yeah. I want to start this one off with a tissue and a bang. Right. But the idea of bringing kids on a trip when you also have grandparents on a trip, there are some things that I think that need to be thought about ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that comes to mind to me is pace.
Yeah.
Because if we're talking about kids and we're talking about babies, different pace. If we're talking about 12-year-olds, it doesn't stop. They will go until they're like, you have to leave.
Right.
The park is closed. If you are talking about, your children who might be pretty much adults right now, there are other things that go into that type of a scenario. But when you add in the fact that there might be some seniors on the trip, some grandparents on the trip, if you're scheduling a vacation for three different generations, pace is something that really needs to be paid attention to in planning.
Yeah.
And that's where you come in.
Absolutely. And I think I mentioned in the first one, too, about having that first visit with the family. And I can't express the importance of that, because that's really where I get an understanding of what the family and what their dynamics are. Because some people are very adventurous and go, go, go. And some people are more laid back and just, you know, really understanding what is important to them. And when you take these multi-generational trips, and, you know, from your own family, you may have toddlers and 3 and 4 year olds, and you may have teenagers that go along with it. So these kids are not just, you know, oh, we're having a group of 7 year olds. Like, now we have to entertain toddlers, we have to entertain preteens, we have to entertain teenagers, parents, and seniors. So kind of understanding what their dynamics are, what they're interested in. And, you know, my job is easy kind of as the facilitator, because really Disney has done the work that they have put something. There's something for everybody to do in these parks.
Yes.
That it is, you know, there's stuff for the grandparents, there's stuff for the toddlers and everything in between. And they do such a good job of incorporating everybody. I think it's some of the other parks that I won't name names that they have, like the little kids area, and then they have the thrill rides, and it's like it's very
really committing.
Segregated.
Yes.
And I don't feel like Disney is like that. Mm-hmm. They do such a good job of incorporating to where you can have all those different generations enjoying Dumbo and having, you know, those the flying elephants that may just be a kiddie ride, but then you go into the big circus tent, and then you have all the attractions that are in there, and then you have the gift shop for grandma that wants to go in there. And, you know, there's just something in there for everybody. And having that knowledge that mm-hmm. I do, like I can help present you, and then you guys can kind of pick and navigate your vacation the way that you want it.
I like that you mentioned Dumbo and that area of Fantasyland and Magic Kingdom specifically, because from a generational trip, mm-hmm. it's a perfect example of how you can do these a few different ways. And it depends on every family,
yes.
which is why every individual conversation that Erica has with a client is different, because you're made up of, comprised of different people who are going on that trip. But, you know, we're focusing on this episode about the kids that are going, and those kids, Dumbo might be the highest level of ride that they're going to be riding.
Yeah.
I have ridden Dumbo with a 7-week-old baby of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Amazing. It was so amazing. But if you, like, to me, Dumbo is a ride where you want the photo of grandma
yeah.
with the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to put those people there. I want the pictures. Maybe I want the picture of me and my mom
yeah.
on Dumbo together, because we went in 1991 and now we're going to
have the side by side.
Yes.
I'm going to cry again.
Yeah, here she goes. but right next to Dumbo is what I would mm-hmm. argue is a less iconic ride of some variants of thrill, which is Barnstormer.
I love the Barnstormer.
I think I timed it. It's like a 32-second ride roller coaster, and my 2-year-old rode it.
Yeah.
So you can put it, it's a roller coaster.
Yes.
And it's a loud clack, 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 clack. So mm-hmm. there is a roller coaster experience. It's super fast. There's one little drop, and then it kind of whips left, whips right, and then you're pretty much done. So I don't need the photo. There's no photo. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not... I don't need the photo of grandma and grandchild on Barnstormer, but it's a ride that littles can do.
Yeah.
It's sandwiched in between Dumbo and Barnstormer, are sandwiched in between Tron,
yeah.
which is one of two marquee roller coasters in all of Walt Disney World Resort right now, and the Mine Train, mm-hmm. which was previously the big roller coaster at Magic Kingdom. So if you want to go into the big top tent circus, whatever it's called, right there and look at some of the merchandise, get some really delicious treats. There's a water play area right there mm-hmm. that you can just, it's hot in the summer, you can just go run around and play. It's a splash pad.
Yeah.
And it's super cute. It's themed to the circus and Dumbo. There are bathrooms right there. The train station is right mm-hmm. there. So you could get on the train and take a lap all the way around Magic Kingdom, come back, get on the splash pad with littles. It will be the best time mm-hmm. for those littles to experience that. Maybe if they're adventurous enough to get on Barnstormer. And meanwhile, the teenagers, mom and dad, whomever it might be, riding Tron, riding Mine Train, and you're doing it all in the same space
yeah.
at the same time. And meeting at Dumbo to take the family Dumbo ride mm-hmm. to take the photos. And you can do all of that probably in the span of 60 to 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And knock out all of that stuff. But you really are doing it all together.
Mm-hmm. And before every trip, I do also send an itinerary and a custom itinerary that after I go through with each family. And then before they go, I walk through the itinerary with them, too, to where I can point those things out and say, okay, Tuesday you're going to the Magic Kingdom. This is what I suggest if you're going to do rope drop. You know, we've already had these conversations, so I know what they have in mind. So, okay, you're going to rope drop Mine Train, then you're going to go over and you're going to do, and this is what you're going to do. And I'm going to write it out because, you know, you have all these things going on in your head too. You're not going to remember, oh gosh, okay, I'm supposed to do this and they're supposed to do Tron and they're supposed to do that. And then I have to book my Lightning Lane and I have to do this. So, you know, we want to make this as easy for you. This is a vacation. It's not supposed to be work. Mm-hmm. So I do send out a customized itinerary before each trip with everything that we discussed and telling you step by step, this is what you do. Then John can go ride Tron and Timmy can go ride, you know, Barnstormer.
Run around the splash pad or ride the teacups.
Yeah.
Drive or ride in the little speedway cars where they get to drive a car. Like, it's a really exciting thing. Yes. Yeah, so I mean, having the planning, being able to be done for you, if you're interested in that, reach out to Erica. The options for people to be entertained of all ages at the same time, it's simple. In fact, you will leave things on the table because there's so much to do for everybody.
Yeah.
One thing that we didn't talk about as much in the episodes that we did on generational trips, we divided this into three separate episodes, one for grandparents or seniors, one for the parents, that middle generation, and this one is specifically targeted towards kids. That I want to discuss with you here real quick is the accommodations that people can stay in. Mm. Because there are three levels of resorts. There's value, moderate, and deluxe resorts. To me, every single room you stay in is going to be a very quality room. You are going to feel Disney in and quality in each room you stay. To me, deluxe resorts, a little roomier. And it's really location, location, location.
Yeah. It's going to be the location and the accommodation. So meaning that the value resorts may not have a table service restaurant, which, I mean, if you're going multi-generational with a lot of kids, maybe the food court is a better option for you anyway.
Testing season is right around the corner. And this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Because then you have more options and you're not having to take time to sit down. So it's
just to interject there for vocabulary purposes, when says table service, I think of that in my everyday terms as a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah.
And you said, you didn't say quick service, you said... I don't remember what you said.
Food court.
Food court, yes. They refer to them as quick service, which is you go to a food court, essentially, or a walk-up, order at the counter, get your food and take it and sit down. That's quick service. Table service is like sitting down, and it might be like an Applebee's quality level experience, and it might be a high-end experience.
Yeah.
All sorts of different kinds. So, yeah. But the accommodations that you get in a resort, from value to deluxe, you're going to get different opportunities based on the different type of level that you book at.
Yeah. And I tell you, with the addition of the Skyliner, I mean, I think that was a game changer, because that was the biggest allure with the deluxe resorts, is the monorail and having, you know, the bus transportation at the value. But
or
now,
walking distance.
Or walking distance, exactly. Yeah. But now with the Skyliner, you can get Pop or Art of Animation, with art, which are both value properties, on the Skyliner, which is like a 10-minute gondola ride to Hollywood Studios or Epcot, which is, I mean, that's a total game changer. Mm-hmm. So you're getting the low price for the value resort with the great accommodations. The only thing that you're not getting is a table service restaurant, which you're a 10-minute ride away from Epcot that has the best restaurants in the entire park. So.
I don't hardly ever, and I've gone many times with my family, hardly ever eat sit down at the resort I'm staying at.
Yeah.
The food sit-down experience is usually one I'm booking to have at a certain place for a certain kind of food. So I don't really feel like that would even be too much of a sacrifice.
Unless you're staying at Polynesian, and Ohana has the best breakfast in the world.
That's true. I had Ohana breakfast last
that's
summer
subjective,
when I went.
Know.
So that's a little bit about what is at those value, moderate, and deluxe resorts. The other thing that you can, that I think is very important to mention when it comes to kids and booking a resort with children in mind, possibly grandparents in mind too, is that there are deluxe resorts that offer villas that Erica can help you book. That, for instance, when I go with my family, and I go as a Disney Vacation Club member, which is a different thing, but Erica still has access to book these rooms for you. So you still have access to the same kind of accommodations. They have studios, which are basically like general hotel rooms. They have one bedroom accommodations, and they have two bedroom accommodations, and then they have grand villas, which are usually three bedroom accommodations. But this allows what I think is one of the most important thing with things with generational trips: separation.
Closed door.
Closed door. Separation. You can get that in some suites and even value resorts.
Yeah.
But if you have the ability and the funds to make it work, if there is somebody who's like, I want to take everybody on a trip, and you have the ability to invest in it, with the deluxe resorts, you will get walking distance, in most cases, not all, walking distance, location, accommodations, bigger spaces, a full kitchen, a separate room for grandma and grandpa, a separate like master suite where you can, in our instance, my husband and I stay in that suite, but we also put the baby in there who has slept in a crib up until this year. She probably won't. But the separation, so if grandma and grandpa aren't going to stay out all night and they don't mind taking the kids back to get washed up and get in bed, they can do that. They can get in bed and they can be on their own.
Yeah.
And you can do that as well. It's a different setup, but it's still a helpful setup at value resorts as well.
Yes. And I will say, so we have access to those 6 months in advance, where typically, like right now, I can book up to 2025, so I can do a year in advance. So if a villa does open, you can always switch. You can always move rooms. There's no change fees or anything. And those funds will just automatically switch over. But like Art of Animation does have suites, and so does one of the all-star resorts does have family suites as well, that you can have that very important closed door. But most of the multi-generational trips, I typically do just standard rooms. So we'll do standard rooms, and then I can have them either adjoining or near each other. So then you have a block of, you know, eight rooms to where half of the floor is your family anyway, and then you have that separation where you each have your own room, but then you also are close enough to where you can meet up and, you know, jump in different rooms if you want to, and you know, maybe the kids can sleep with grandma and grandpa one night.
Hey.
You know, and you know, have the little kitchenette and Art of Animation, which it could be a huge saver if you do a quick breakfast in the morning, if you're like a muffin and fruit type of person. You know, there's a lot of tips and tricks that can go into these multi-generational
If you're in a position to have those little kitchenettes in the accommodations that Erica was mentioning, if you end up having going the villa route, like she said, 6 months in advance, that she can book those, the full kitchen. One of the ways my family absolutely approaches this is we have a healthy protein full breakfast in the room with a full bottle of water before you leave the room mm-hmm. so that you go into the park with a healthy, full tummy, mm-hmm. hydrated. And we also try to make a lunch mm-hmm. of some sort. We have it down. I need to do a separate podcast on like the things you need to order from yeah. Walmart to have delivered at the time. Because if you can get some accommodations, even snacks that you can take into the park for the kids to make sure that you're not having to buy an $8 snack every time, I'm hungry, mommy, you can really, really save on the investment that you have to make in that trip. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you want to mention specifically about the kiddos? Because I think that, I mean, obviously a kid's going to go to Disney World and have a good time.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to persuade that, like, no, really, your kids will love Disney World.
I think that the only thing that I really want to hit home on is just the importance of, you know, I was that kid. And this is what I joke with you about. This is what Charlie's going to turn out to be. Because, you know, you think about kids and you're like, they go for the attractions. They go, like, it's Disney. They want to go for the rides. They go for this. And in my mind, like, going as a kid, like, I, of course, remember Splash Mountain, but like, I don't remember the roller coasters. Like, yeah. I don't remember the attractions. Like, what I remember is the first time my grandma met Chip and Dale. And yeah. I remember, you know, crawling up in her wheelchair watching the fireworks with mm-hmm. her. And I remember, you know, all these little things. there's this one, I think they took it down now, but there's a point when you go into Hollywood Studios and there's the Tower of Terror. Uh-huh. And it's like a marquee thing.
Yeah.
And I remember we were driving in there and my grandma was freaking out because she thought that one of the cars had fallen down and like it had like and now it's like it's a running joke yeah. like oh my gosh they're train cars and you know it's a big thing but those are the memories that yeah. I remember. I don't remember, you know, the rides or all this. So don't put so much emphasis on what you're going to be doing while you're there.
It's who you're
100%
with.
It's who you're with yeah. and I can speak from experience because I was that child yeah. and as a 40-year-old woman that is what I remember.
It's so important to remember that, and that's really why we wanted to do this series on generational trips, because for me the Disney magic is real and it is always real because of who I'm experiencing it with, not necessarily what it is. They're always going to change things, they're going to tweak things, and if you get into the nerdery of it, people are going to be incensed by it, and I'm like, I'll just enjoy the next thing, I'm yeah. sure. But I enjoy it because of the people who I go with, and having a family trip and taking those generational trips, you do have to have a few extra thoughts that make sure that everybody, whether you are in your 100 years old or you are, as I said, a 7-week-old baby on Dumbo with your mom, who is a crazy person, you want to make sure that everybody is accommodated. And I think that the best way to do that is first and foremost to say, what does it take to make this happen? Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of it. Reach out to Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com, and just start the conversation there. And you can also find us on Facebook, the Pixie Dust Podcast, and send us a message through the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. We would love to connect with you there and help answer some questions or thoughts that you might have on a generational trip or anything else that you might be looking to do or ask. Thank you for listening to us today. I encourage you to check out all 3 episodes we did on generational trips, focusing individually on kids, parents, and seniors and grandparents. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Until next time, we'll see you real soon.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I keep seeing celebrities' posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.